Blog Talk Radio.
And so no matter what comes up against me, amen, if God is for me, who or what can be against me? You know, a lot of times we worry about people, but it's God for you. God is more than the people that come against you. You have to realize that as Joseph, God gave Joseph favor, he will give you favor also. And we need to start realizing we got favor, and the things we've been trying to do, the things we've been trying to accomplish, go on, step out on faith on God and believe that you got God's favor on your life, because that's part of the benefit for serving God. Step out on faith a little bit, amen. Praise God, amen. Jesus took 39 stripes on his back so that we can be healed. He said, now, if you serve me and you serve me right, I'll heal you, amen. If you walk upright for me, I'll heal you, amen. The Bible said he won't withhold Isaiah 55. He won't hold any good thing from those that walk upright. You doing things that you know ain't right, that'll condemn you, amen. But can't nobody else condemn you, because God has cleared you of all wrongdoing. That's what it means. Nobody can charge you with any wrong done. Only you and God. It's between you and God. And so if you don't let no devil, no person, not anyone get between you and God, there's nothing can stop you from making it into the kingdom of God. Amen.
Thank you for my tears.
I thank you for the tears.
all because of you. I'm grateful for you.
No more sickness there. We are going to see the King. No more sickness there. We are going to see the King. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We are going to see the
line unmuted.
Hallelujah, we are going to see the King. Hallelujah. 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 Glory, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Soon and very soon, we're going to see the King. When he checked the sky, oh, Lord have mercy. We're going to see the King. My husband always said, he come back in the land. It's how he come back there with a lot of you. Okay. He come back with all power. So, oh, my God. Well, oh, God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. What a great day. If you in him, what a great day it would be. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Oh, Jesus. Hallelujah. What a great day. Thank you, Lord. I love you. I love you. I love you, Lord, today, because you care for me in such a special way. And yes, I praise you. I lift you up and I magnify your name. That's why my heart is filled with praise. I love you. I love you, I love you, Lord, today, because you care for me in such a special way. And yes, I praise you, I lift you up, and I magnify your name. That's why my heart is filled with praise. My heart, my mind, my soul belongs to you. You paid the price for me way back on Calvary. And yes, I praise you. I lift you up and I magnify your name. Why my heart is filled with praise. That's why my heart is filled with praise. Hallelujah. 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 Your heart should be filled with praise this morning. It should be filled with praise. Because he loved you. He loved you. He loves you. And he died for you on the tree. And he died for me. Anyone that wants to come to him, he said, come, drink, bye. No money? Come on anyway. I got you. He got everything you need anyway. So, I mean, you know, you see all the silver and gold and the cattle on the hill, 10,000 cattle, all the gold. I can never do that scripture straight. Anyways, I know it's 10,000 cattle on the hill. That's how it goes. So, you know, he have everything. So, why, so, you know, if we need something, go to the Father who has everything. Okay. I can sit down now. I'm through. So we go turn into the hand of Pastor Matt Page.
Everybody give hand praise today. Hallelujah. And, amen. We thank God. We just thank God. Come on, give God another praise. You see, one thing that I want to say is a lot of things that we said we expected him to do in the clouds, we expected him to do that in us. Hallelujah. See, we keep putting it off somewhere and not realizing that God is dealing with us. He's dealing with the earth, amen. And we are the earth. We are the one who God created. He created us out of the earth, amen. And because he created us out of the earth, everything he wants to do, he wants to do in the earth. Hallelujah. Amen. You see, his presence in you now may be like a lamb, but later on when his presence come great in you, when you come in the fullness of God, when his presence come into you, then it's going to be like a lion. Amen. 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 That means the devil is not going to be able to stand up in your face. Amen. Hallelujah. Devil's going to be falling down at your feet. Hallelujah. And then sin and things of the world is going to be falling down at your feet. Because when they're at your feet, they're at the feet of Jesus, because we are the body of Christ.
Amen.
Hallelujah. We are the body of Christ. He's just the head of the body. Amen. And because he's the head of the body, amen. And we are the body, so everything he's doing through his body.
Glory.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So you have to know that God is talking about you. Come on, say he's talking about me. Amen. When he talk about it, a new heaven and a new earth, there's going to be a new heaven up here, amen. And there's going to be a new body, a new earth, amen. And we're going to be made renewed totally, amen. All part of us is going to be part of God now, amen. We're going to be like him, amen. That's what he said. When we see him, we're going to be just like him. Huh?
Amen.
And see, God said, I want you to be revealed. Amen. What I want to talk about today, amen, I think I want to go to St. John chapter 6. I might have to go back and get it. But when Jesus talked about, he said that no man has seen God at any time. Is that chapter 6, amen? Amen. Where Jesus said no man has seen God at any time, the only begotten. St. John chapter 1, verse 18. We want to do something today because we have to realize God is not seen. I want to teach today. God is not seen. God is revealed.
Okay.
Huh? And we have to know that God is not a God that is seen. This is why when you worship God, you have to worship God by faith. It's because it's something that you see. We believe not in the thing that are seen, but which is unseen, amen. And so the unseen part of God, say God is not seen, but he's revealed. How many can get with me on that, amen? Because if God is invisible, he had to make a way for him to be seen, amen. And so what is that 1 and 18? First John 1 and, what I say, 18, 19? Amen. Read that.
No man has seen God at any time.
Said no man has seen God at any time. Amen.
The only begotten Son, which is in the bosom of the Father,
uh-huh.
He has declared him.
What do we mean? He has declared him. What Jesus is saying here is that I came to make him known.
Okay.
Hallelujah. Because nobody has seen him, but I came to make him known to you. Huh? And that was the reason that Jesus came, to make him known. And the reason that God put man in the earth, even in his beginning, he put man in the earth to make himself known. Because no man has seen God. Now, I know everybody might say, well, Adam saw God, you know, but Adam didn't really see God. He saw a presence, or he saw a reflection of God, but he didn't really see God. And let's prove that, amen. Let's go to the book of Genesis, amen. Hallelujah. Genesis chapter 3, verse 8 and 9. Because it says, no man has seen God, because God is not seen, he's revealed. And you have to know that the reason that that we were created in the first place is to reveal God. Let's see that Adam see God. Everybody say Adam saw God. Let's get to see that he see God. Amen. Genesis chapter 3. Uh-huh.
And they heard the voice of the Lord walking in the garden in the cool of the day.
Now, and what did they do now? They heard what?
Voice.
They heard a voice. God has always been a voice. He's a spirit, but he's always been a voice. And the voice speaks, amen. Hallelujah. The spirit speaks, amen. And they heard Adam in the, they heard God in the what? They heard God walking in the garden and what?
In the cool of the day.
In the cool of the day.
Adam and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord.
What were they hide from?
Presence of the Lord.
Hallelujah. Come on, I'm trying to say it is God is present. See, we have to realize when we talk about the word glory, you have to know that the word glory means God's presence. The glory is the presence of the God. It's the illuminated presence of God that God shows himself and he speaks, amen. And God speaks, amen, in glory. He speaks out of his presence. It's always the sound comes from the presence of the Lord, amen. This is God speaking to you. And so therefore, when the presence of God is on the inside of you, this is why God gives us the Holy Ghost when he speaks, that is his presence speaking through you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
When you hear the sound, you know they said on the day of Pentecost was full to come, and they heard a sound. What was it? They heard a sound as a rushing mighty wind. They heard a sound of a rushing mighty wind. And then they began to speak with other tongues as well. The Spirit gave them utterance. So it was the presence of God there that's causing them to speak his word. Amen. And that's how God was being made manifest. He was being manifested, what? By his spirit, amen. This is a manifestation that we have to be in. God wants to manifest himself through us. That was his chosen purpose. That's what we were called to do, to be manifested, amen. That God would manifest himself through us. It has always been God's intent before the foundation of the world. That was God created man for. He created man so that in Ephesians 1, chapter 1 through 4, he created man so that he could make himself manifest through man so that he could be seen in his manifestation. Not that he would be seen, but so he could be seen through the manner his manifestation of what he do and what he does. And this is why when we say we are seeking God, we'll be after God. We need to be after the presence of God. Amen. This is why we fast, and this is why we pray, and this is why we seek God, because we want the manifested presence of God to glow out of us. Amen. And this is why when we say that we need to walk upright and do things right, is because what? We want to manifest God to others. We want God to be seen in us as he was seen in Jesus Christ. That's God's divine purpose for us, amen. And for the church of the living God today, amen. He wanted himself to be manifested in his people. And so he showed up in his presence. See, it's always his presence that shows up, amen. Whenever God's presence comes in, there's a glory, amen. That there's a moving of things, that things start taking place. Things start taking place in your mind. You start thinking different. You get light, amen. Your flesh seems to be lifted off you because there is a presence of God in you. When he showed up in his presence. When he showed up to talk to Adam, he talked to Adam through his presence. And this is why we say, he that has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit is saying to the church, amen. And this is why he tells us that we need to seek him, amen. When we are seeking God, well Lord, I seek in your face, Lord. Well, you know, I believe the Psalm 27 says, Lord, your face do I seek, oh Lord. Lord, I seek your face. But in seeking his face, you're not going to see him. You're going to meet up with his presence. Hallelujah. It is his presence that's going to meet you, that is give you the glory. Hallelujah. And the glory means the glory is a manifestation. It's going to be a manifestation of God's presence when we start seeking after him. And this is what God wants every saint of God needs to be doing, is seeking his face. And when you seek his face, you're going to come up with his presence. And then his presence will reveal, it will show you who he is. It's a manifested presence of God. Hallelujah. And so Adam didn't really see his face, amen. Adam was in contact with his presence. And God wants us to always be in what? Be in relationship and be in fellowship with his presence, amen. And this is why we come in when we praise God, when you lift your hand to God, say God dwells in the midst of praises, amen. And because he dwelled in the midst of our praises, amen, that means there's a manifested presence when we give glory to God. Something started taking place, amen. Your mind started changing. Peace fall over you because it's always about a manifested presence. God is not seen, he's manifested. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. And that is why God wants to manifest himself in all of his people. And see, we've been missing it, amen. Well, he wants to manifest himself in the earth. Yep. He wants to manifest himself in you. Hallelujah. This is why he said the whole earth is going to be full of my glory. Well, who's filling the earth? It is his people that's filling the whole earth, amen. And if all of his people that got the glory of God in there, then the whole earth will be full of his glory. Because what? We are the glory of it. We are supposed to be the glory of God. Let's prove that, amen. Let's prove what I'm saying today. I guess you can go to Isaiah 43, amen, and then you can see why you was created. You know, we've been around. We've been wondering, well, why was I created? What am I supposed to be doing? Well, what is it that I'm supposed to do? And I guess you can't do and understand what it is that you're supposed to be doing unless you know what it is that you do. This is why when we talk to people all the time, and when I talk to myself, amen, well, Lord, what is it that I'm supposed to do? I'm going to give him glory. Well, glory is the manifested presence. I'm supposed to show who I am, who God is through me. I'm supposed to demonstrate it. And that is what you, that is your calling in the earth. It's the demonstrator, not manifest the devil, but manifest God. Most people are manifesting the devil. Isaiah, what is it? Isaiah 43 and what? Read that, sister.
Everyone is called by my name.
Go ahead, Sister Paige. Amen. Go ahead, sister. Read. I didn't even have to tell her. Amen. Read, Sister Paige.
Everyone that is called by my name.
Uh-huh.
I have created him for my glory.
Well, what is that? I have created him for my glory. When God says that he created you for his glory, that means he created you to be his manifested presence in the earth. Glory means the manifested presence of God. So God said, I created you for this reason. Adam, I created you for this reason. Saints of God, I have made you new. The reason I wanted you to be born again and made you new, amen. Amen. And I said, everybody that is in Christ Jesus, amen. Every man that is in Christ, he's a new creation, amen. The old have passed away and all things have become new. What is God saying to me when I say that? God is trying to tell me, I'm not here to manifest Adam anymore. I'm here to manifest him now. Hallelujah. Praise God. I've got rid of the old Adam, amen. Yeah, you used to manifest Adam, but I don't want you manifesting Adam anymore. I want you manifesting Christ now. I have created you for that purpose, and you've been called for that purpose, amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. See, we have a high calling and don't realize just how it is, amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. See, when you realize what you've been called for, you'll start watching what you're doing. So I have created you for my glory to manifest myself in you. Amen. And so you got to know that's what I've been called for. Amen. That's who I am now. I am God. Well, I'm not trying to say God now, not be God. Amen. We are gods in the flesh. Amen. He wanted this manifestation to be done through the flesh. And this is why Jesus came along and he said, when somebody said, well, Lord, show us the Father. He said, when you see me, you see the Father because I came and I manifested there. I showed you who he is. I showed you what he was all about. Amen. Hallelujah. I showed you what he does. Amen. And I show you how he does it. Amen. And then you're supposed to be looking at me and see the example of me. Then you're supposed to know how you're supposed to do things. Hallelujah. This is why we need the Holy Spirit in the midst, because it's the Holy Spirit that's going to show you Jesus. When he, the Holy Spirit, is come, he shall take what is mine and show it unto you.
Mm-hmm.
Manifested presence. This is what it's all about. And then even when you get baptized, that's the manifested presence, amen. You're saying that what, I'm dead now, amen. Hallelujah, amen. And me giving myself to God, there's a manifestation that I believe that he died, amen. And then I believe that if he died, I'm going to die with him, amen. Because I realize my death, amen, my death to myself would be a manifestation of God. It was so, that's the glory of God. You are showing everybody that I believe that he died. Hallelujah. And I believe that he rose again on the third day, because it's a manifested presence. Recognize that you are called to give glory to God, not give glory to yourself, but give glory to God. Hallelujah. And Exodus chapter 34, Sister Paige, is where Moses wanted to see God's face. I believe it's 34, amen. Maybe it's 33. I want to, we got to get it together, because we got to know where we're going and what we're trying to do. We've been doing stuff and didn't know what we was doing. We've been trying to walk for the Lord and then not know how to walk for the Lord and not know what to do for the Lord. Is Exodus 33, verse 18. But God said, you are my manifested presence in the earth, so be careful how you represent me. This is why it tells us, watch how we represent the Lord. Amen. Huh? Exodus 33 and verse 18.
And he said, I beseech him, show me thy glory.
Uh-huh. Go ahead.
And he said, I will make all my goodness pass before thee, and I will proclaim the name of the Lord before thee.
Now notice what he said here. I'm going to proclaim the name of the Lord here. Now, here's God proclaiming his name. Amen. I'm going to proclaim my name before you. Amen. When I proclaim it, it means that I'm going to tell you, I'm going to show you what it is. I'm going to tell you what it is so you'll know what it is, so that you'll know who I am. Amen. Come on, hallelujah. Somebody, amen. Come on, you'll know who I am, because I'm going to tell you my name. And you're going to find out he really didn't give him really a name. He gave him his attributes.
Yeah.
He reads us. Yeah, y'all go with me here now. I'm on a journey here. I'm trying to find God. Know what he said? I will be gracious. He said, that's me. When you see somebody being gracious to somebody, he said, you're manifesting my glory. It's not almost all the time and what you say all the time. It is your works that you do, amen. It's the things that you do. The things that you do is what glorifies God. You see, it's the thing that God shows and the thing that God does is what shows you who he is. I'm going to show you who I am by what I do. Now, when we talk about walking by faith and not by sight, does James say that? Show me your works. Show me your faith by your works. So that's your works. It's the one what shows that your faith, amen. And so God demonstrates who he is through his works. Because his works is what's manifested. Mm-hmm. His actions is what manifests. See, it's your actions that's going to manifest the glory of God. This is how God knows who you are, by the actions. By what you do. By what you say. Huh? This is how the tree is been known by its fruits, amen. Because a tree that don't show good fruits, amen, he's not giving any glory to God. Are we giving glory to God? Amen. Hmm? So he said, what is that he said he was?
I'll
show mercy. God is merciful. Amen. So whenever you perform the actions of mercy, guess what? You're glorifying God. When you see somebody hungry and you have mercy on them, now you're showing some mercy. Now you're showing God. Now they see God through what you do. Amen. They don't see him all the time through what you say, but they always will see him from what you do.
Hallelujah.
See, that is why Jesus said, I also came to manifest him. Amen. Read that right quick. Hallelujah. Finish reading that. Show who God is. Now, what he said, who he said he is.
When he said, and I can't not see my face, but there shall no man see me and live.
This is God now.
And the Lord said, behold, there is a place by me, and thou shalt stand upon a rock.
He said, there's a place beside me, amen. And so what it is about God, God says the place beside him, that means if we stand beside God, just like Jesus did, amen, he thought it not robbed to be equal with God. That means he was beside God, amen. In other words, you can put them together and you can compare them to each other. Then you will know by the comparison that Jesus was equal to God. See, he said, I want you to come to a place where that you need to compare yourself with me. And then when you compare yourself with me, amen, then you can know whether or not you are equal to me. Amen. Come on now, amen. See, we got to get to a place of manifestation of the presence of God where that it'll look like we're equal to him. Amen. Why? It's because, well, we're going to show mercy. We're going to show compassion. Amen. We're going to demonstrate love. Everything that Jesus demonstrated to us, then he said, I want you to demonstrate that to the world so that they can see me.
Amen.
God is not seen with the natural eye. He's manifested. And so what did he do to Moses there now?
21. And the Lord said, behold, there's a place by me, and thou shalt stand on a rock, and it shall come to pass by my glory pass by.
What was going to pass by Moses? He said, while my glory passed by, while my manifested presence came by, amen. See, it's always his manifested presence that comes by you. Amen. That's going to reveal God to you. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
It's always his manifested presence that let everybody know who God is. And see, we're here to let people know who God is because God wanted to use the flesh.
Yes.
Because the only thing they could see was flesh. The only thing that men understood was flesh. Amen. Because that's what they got to see. But God said, I want to manifest myself in the flesh. See, we wonder what the scripture says. And the word became flesh, amen. And the word became flesh. But when we look at St. John chapter 1, and you realize that the word became flesh, what God was saying, the word became flesh. The flesh took over the image of the word and then manifested who God is in the flesh. Hallelujah. Aren't you glad about it? See, that is why we get so messed up with Jesus, because we don't believe that he was God manifested in the flesh. Hallelujah. He was manifested in a human body, a body just like yours and mine. He was manifested. They said, well, why we keep looking, trying to find Jesus? Well, we don't look at the things that we see. We look at the unseen part of him. It's the hidden matter of the heart. See, out of the matter of the heart, the mouth speaks, amen. And out of the matter of the heart, actions are taken, amen. See, you're doing what's according to what's in your heart. Your performance is according to what's in your heart, amen. And then your heart is being manifested by what you do. So you got to be careful how you allow your heart to be manifested.
Yeah.
It's because what? You are the body of Christ. And members, see, that is why he wants your body. This is why he tells us in Romans chapter 12, present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto the Lord, because this is the place I'm going to manifest myself in. I'm going to manifest myself in flesh. If God is going to manifest himself in flesh,
That means that God is continuing to manifest himself in you. Come on, somebody. You got to realize that this is why we got to get the prayers. This is why we got to get the fasting. Because Paul says, I've got to bring my body under subjection. Why do I have to bring it under subjection? Because it's my body that won't allow the spirit to be manifested correctly. Paul had a problem with his body, and we got one too, amen. It's our body that's keeping us from being manifest. So we got first, he said, you got to get control of your body so that I can manifest myself in you. Because the flesh is only going to thing the flesh is going to do is going to manifest himself. The flesh is going to manifest the devil, amen. And so I want you to have self-control where that you're not manifesting the devil, that you're manifesting and giving me glory by what you do in your body.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. So the Bible let us know. And see, that is why when we say your body don't belong to you. He purchased your body so that he can use your body to manifest something. And I know everybody talks, well, you know, we get these tattoos and all this stuff on our body. That's not your body. That body don't belong to you. How do you think you can misuse the body and do what you want to do with your body when it don't belong to you? Doesn't that the Bible say that he purchased our body with his blood? His blood, amen. He purchased you with his blood. He bought your body, and then you still claiming your body. I guess that's the whole problem with it, is that it's your body, and you're manifesting what you want out of your body. But your body is not yours. Your body belongs to the Lord. And so you don't put everything on the body. You don't mark the body up because it's not your body.
Amen.
What if I went out there and took my key and keyed your car up, spray painted your car? You'd have a fit. You went out there spray painting my car? You know what you said? My car?
Mm-hmm.
My car? And then when you go, and God tell you, don't put no spray paint on my body. And we go right out and we put spray paint on God's body.
Mm-hmm.
Because we still claim it as ours. Saints of God who said that they have died to themselves. They are still doing things for themselves, giving glory to themselves, and not giving glory to God with their body. Because they are marking up their body, they're giving glory to the devil.
Mm-hmm.
You're manifesting what's in you because of what you do to yourself. That's the reason we don't paint up our body, because it don't belong to you.
Amen.
I can't paint your car every time I want you to paint. You'll kill me and kick me and put me in jail for putting some paint on your body. What if God did to you for doing that to his body that you sold to him? I'm talking about manifestation, amen. Hallelujah. See, you're manifesting what's in you by what you do. You manifest a rebellion to God when God tells you not to put something on it, and you put it on there anyway. You're showing your rebellion. You're showing what's in you. You're the manifestation of who you are is coming out of you because I see it. See, it's not, I know how we do it sometimes. We talk about it in a different way. Baptized, don't get no tattoo. Well, I get a tattoo, this is my body. Oh, I can put earrings in my ear. I can put rollers in my nose. I can do that because it's my body. It's not your body. You said you sold it to God. But did you sell your body to God, or you still got it? Or it still belongs to you? It's manifested by what you do to it. Mm-hmm. Are y'all with me today?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. So we got to get down to the heart of the thing, amen. To show you that you are a rebellious person. When you do things to yourself, then your body don't belong to you. It belongs to the Lord. He created you to give him glory, not to give glory to something else. And when you do that, who are you giving glory to when you do it? Who's being glorified in your rebellion? You witch you. You warlock you. Huh? A lot of us don't realize we got witches and warlock spirit in us. I might have one in me. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. When the witches said, warlocks, amen, be real, brother, be real. Huh? When you do that, whenever it's something that God told you not to do with your body, and you said that you sold your body to the Lord, did you really? Did you really give yourself to the Lord, or you still possess it yourself?
Amen.
Are y'all with me here?
Amen.
Have you really submitted your body? Have you really presented your body as a living sacrifice when you still doing things with it that God told you not to do? God said, you're giving away my body. Mm-hmm. You're desecrating my body. Mm-hmm. Whenever you're doing things that God said not to do, you're desecrating the body of Christ.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. There's no glory in that, amen. And we might ask you, well, where's the glory? Well, I'm asking you, well, where's God's glory in this, amen? What kind of glory is God getting out of that? That is why he said that we shouldn't fornicate. And don't use my body for fornication. That's my body.
Mm-hmm.
And you should give glory to me by not doing it because I asked you not to do that with my body.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
But you said, no, it's my body. So that shows your rebellion. It shows what's in your heart by what you do. Are y'all with me?
Amen.
See, we got people who are in church today, amen, and who say that they have sold themselves, that they have sold themselves to God, and they have been baptized for the dead, amen. And being that they're dead, you see, your death should show that you don't do anything that God don't say do, because that's the death to myself. I got to become dead to myself.
Mm-hmm.
I'm dead to my own will. I have to be dead to my own desires, amen. So that what? So that God's desires can come out of me,
amen.
Because I was created to give him glory, to manifest who he is. See, Jesus hanging on the cross allowed himself to be beat and smitten. See, he was giving glory to God because he was sure, I'm not going to resist it, God. I'm not going to resist it because what? I'm dead. They beat me, Lord. I know it's pain, but he said, I'm dead. What? I'm not going to resist this, amen. Because what? The body of Christ is for the body now. In order to have life, I've got to allow myself to die so that he can live. And so are we still walking around saying that we've given some to God and then still acting like we haven't? See, that is why we don't do things, not because all that other stuff we get out. You don't do it because it's God's body. It don't belong to you anymore, amen. Huh? And if it don't belong to you, stop. You know, if I tell you don't take my car down on the corner there, you're not supposed to take my car down there. Because what? That's my car. If God said that's my body, and you take my body somewhere that he told you not to take his body, then you'll be in rebellion. You just disobeyed me and took my car and did what you wanted with it. Amen. And now I'm upset and I'm angry with you. Thank God for the grace of God, because God can be angry with you. Because you're doing the stuff he told you not to do with his body.
Amen.
You get upset when somebody does something of yours and, well, you took my money. You don't have no right to take my money. What you did with it? You know, we do the kids like that. Boy, you went down there and spent my money. You took my money out of my pocket and spent it. Do you think about that way with God, amen? That we're created to give glory to God.
Mm-hmm.
See, the manifestation of the Spirit, amen, is that there are some works behind it that takes place. And this is God. He's not seen, but he's manifested.
Hallelujah.
So he showed, when he allowed himself to pass by Moses, he said, what passed by him? It was his glory. It was his glory that passed by Moses, amen. And Moses saw what? The glory of God, amen. When he talked to God face to face, that means God's glory with man's glory, they was in connection. They were seeing each other. They was understanding each other. So God was talking to Moses with an understanding, amen. See, when you talk about darkness, darkness is something that's not being revealed, something that is hid, amen. But God talked to him face to face. I want you to understand me, Moses. Moses, I'm not going to show you my face, but I'm going to show you my backside. See, the presence of God gives knowledge. Is not that what it says by the Spirit? That when he, the Holy Spirit, is come, he's going to reveal things to you? Being that God showed Moses his backside, he showed Moses the glory of the past, amen. When God showed Moses the glory of the past, that is why Moses could write, in the beginning was the Word. And the Word was God. And the Word was with God, amen. Now, he wrote, in the beginning was the Word. And God said, and the Word was within darkness. And darkness upon the face of the deep. And God said, well, why could Moses go back and write Genesis? Because that was way before his time.
Mm-hmm.
That was some, I don't know how many thousands of years it was, between the time of Adam and the time of creation and the time of Adam. God revealed Moses his backside. He revealed to Moses the glory of the beginning. He showed Moses the beginning. Because I always wonder, how did Moses write about creation?
Mm-hmm.
See, when God starts to reveal things to you through his Spirit, he's saying to you, I'm revealing not only things of the past, but I also show you things to come. That is the glory. In order for you to know something before it happens, that's glory. That is God revealed purpose, amen. And God wants to reveal his purpose in you. Because, you see, we have what? We only have the earnest of the Spirit, amen. And being because we have the earnest of the Spirit, guess what? God said, I'm going to bring my presence in you in my fullness. And the first, St. John says that Jesus did not have the Spirit by measure.
Mm-hmm.
So when we talk about coming up to the standard in the measure of the stature of God, he's talking about, I want to bring you up in my anointing to my the same stature and the state that I had Jesus in. I want to bring you up there. If you'll be willing, amen, and search after me and speak after me, you'll be given the willing to pray and speak me so that you can find me. I'll bring you up to the same measure of anointing and stature and glory that I had in Jesus. See, that's what we should be after. Till I come to the same measure. When everybody's talking about, well, we got to be exalted to the same measure. You don't even know what you're talking about. So what God said, I want to bring you to the same place of glory with myself that I had Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
I want you to be able to do the same thing that he did. Hallelujah. I want you to walk without seeing just like he did. I want you to present your body as a living sacrifice like he did. Are y'all with me here? Amen. Because it's not, see, Jesus didn't look at it that was his body. He's looking at it with God's body. And God's body wants to be given as a sacrifice. Amen. Your body is supposed to be a sacrifice unto God. Not putting on it what you want to put on it. Not wearing what you want to wear on it. It ain't your body.
Amen.
If I go put some black makeup on you right there, you're going to get upset at me. Because you say, oh, that's my face. Don't you be putting that on my face. Well, what do you think about God is saying to you? Why are you putting stuff on God's face that don't belong to you? I'm talking about glory here, y'all. I'm talking about some glory here, amen. Come on. He only saw the glory, right? That's all Moses saw was the glory. Mm-hmm. His glory revealed things. That is why God's Spirit needs to be in you so he can reveal things to you, amen. It'll let you know when you're doing wrong, amen. Hallelujah. And it'll show you things, amen. Because it's about glory. It's about the manifested presence of God. Amen. When we look at First Timothy 3:16, he said, For God was in the Christ, amen. God was in Christ. Manifested in the Spirit, amen. Seen. When you're seen, that's manifestation, amen.
seed of angel. Receive up in the glory. Receive up in the glory. That means he received back into the manifestation of God. He went back, amen, to where he came from. He went back to glory, amen. He went back to the manifestation of the presence of God. See, Jesus is and was the manifested presence of God in the earth. But you say, how do you know that? Luke chapter 7. Go to Luke chapter 7. Let's look at some things. Hallelujah. A little different, y'all, but amen. I think it's Luke chapter 7. Luke chapter 7. Let's start at verse 11 through 17. If anybody got it, read it. We're going to do it together here. We're trying to go together. Are we trying to go together? I'm not trying to say I have arrived.
Yeah,
Luke chapter 7, verse 11. We're talking about the woman who lost her child.
Afterward, Jesus went with his disciples
to
the village
of
Nain.
With
a great crowd following him. A funeral procession was coming out of the, as he approached the village gate, the boy who had died was the only son of a widow, and many mourners from the village were with her. When the Lord saw her, his heart overflowed with compassion.
Oh, what does the heart overflow with? Read on. Keep reading. Let's see. Let's show you how God manifests, Jesus manifesting God here. Read.
Don't cry, he said. He walked over to the coffin and touched it. And the bearer, young man, he said, get up. Dead boy sat up and began to talk to those around him. And Jesus gave him back to his mother.
Mother. Go to another verse here. Let me go on down. I done got one of my points already there.
Great fear swept the crowd, and they praised God, saying, a mighty prophet has risen among us, and we have seen the hand of God at work today. The report of what Jesus had done that day spread all over Judea, even across this border.
Hallelujah. Can you see the manifestation of God here? Can you see Jesus manifesting God here, amen? God is a God of compassion, amen? And because God is a God of compassion, Jesus is showing this woman compassion. And so therefore, if we're going to manifest the glory of God, we should be compassionate people. The Bible said, have compassion on the ignorant and those that are out of the way, amen? Hallelujah. If we're going to have compassion, amen, like Jesus had compassion. See, because God is a God of compassion, Jesus was a man of compassion. The reason that he went to this widow woman and demonstrated compassion to her and had mercy on her, because that's what God is. When we see somebody lose their a family member, do we have compassion on them? Are you supposed to have mercy on them?
Yeah.
See, if you're going to manifest God, when you show compassion to somebody, you're manifesting God and you're getting glory to him from your compassion. And you see, is that works, amen? When you see somebody in need, do you have compassion on them? See, when you have compassion on the needy, amen, then you're glorifying God. See, this is how you glorify God, amen. This is how God is seen, amen. And didn't Jesus say that others are going to know that you are my disciples by how you love one another, how you show compassion to one another? We're supposed to be compassionate people, not angry people. Anger does not show the compassion of God. Anger shows that something wrong with you. Something wrong with you. You got a problem and you need to fix it. Because every time you get into a tight, you don't show glory. You don't show the glory of God. You show the glory of the flesh. Well, what are the works in the flesh in Galatians 5? The works of the flesh is anger and malice and all of that. See, that is how you know. That is how you know who you glorify, by the works that you do and the things that you do and how you have a thing. See, if God created you to give him glory, then who are you giving glory to when you do these things?
Yeah.
You,
when you run off in your anger, that's something wrong with you.
Mm-hmm.
And you need to go find out what it is.
Mm-hmm.
That's something down on the inside, and you need to be changed or need to move. You need to deal with it, amen. Huh? And a lot of times we don't ever get healed because we don't ever deal with the problem.
Mm-hmm.
I think me and Gina was talking about, well, why do I act the way I act? Why do I do the things I do? There's something wrong down on the inside of you.
Mm-hmm.
There's a root of the problem, amen. Huh? You disperse anger because there's something that you haven't got healed from. Or the something that you haven't forgiven yourself for, or you haven't forgiven somebody else for. And that thing is down on the inside of you, amen, creating anger and creating fear and creating wrath on the inside of you. See, when the works of the flesh are always going to give glory to the devil. And you weren't created to give no glory to the devil from the beginning.
Amen.
So giving glory to the devil came when they partook of the wrong knowledge. When they thought the wrong knowledge got on the inside of them, and they got in God's place. Rather than being in their own place, they tried to get in God's place. Amen. They wanted to know about things that they didn't need to know about. When God has already told you something is wrong and something ain't good, it ain't going to do you no good, and it ain't going to be no good in it for you, why are you going to do it? You already know the outcome already before you did. You're dealing with a person of anger and they don't do nothing about their anger, you ain't going to get rid of it. You can't think that what you do to him gonna be so good he's gonna get over his anger. He can't think that what he's gonna do to you can get over your anger, amen. You gotta get to the root of the problem.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Amen.
And when you can cut the top of the tree off, but when you cut the top of the tree off, if you don't get to the root, it'll spring back. Every time something happens in your life, amen, you can tell who you're gonna give glory to because the whatever is down in the root comes out of the tree. And if it's not in the tree, it's in the fruit.
Yeah.
And we're supposed to be producing good fruit. And your fruit is known by what you do.
Hmm? Amen.
No. See, we're so proud and uplifted. So when God tells a man not to put on no dress, well, you know, I belong to God, you know. But do you? He has already told you don't put no dress on my body. And then you think you giving glory to God with your dress on. You giving glory to the devil, fool. If he says don't put that on, then you put that on. You are in bed. You are just a work of the devil. That's all you are. When God said not to do that, and you do it, and you said it's God's body, you a liar. You can't be God's body. And you're doing that too. God called you a liar. As a father of lies, so he really called you the devil. He was a liar in the beginning. And so that thing down on the inside has been lied to us all of our life. And we want to blame the devil. No, you need to blame your rebellion.
Mm-hmm.
You just choose not to do what's right. Huh? And you was created to give God glory. Who you created to? Isaiah 43:7 says you was created to give who glory? And God is not seen. He's revealed, amen. He's manifested, amen. Well, what are you manifesting in your life?
Mm-hmm.
Are you manifesting rebellion by what you do? God told the woman, don't wear things pertaining to a man. That is my body. Well, I guess that's the problem then. I guess that's what it is. It's your body. You do it where you want to do, amen. But do it where you want to do, you're not giving God any glory. Y'all see what I'm saying?
Yeah,
huh? This is God revealing himself to try to show you that my glory is seen through your works.
Mm-hmm.
Was not Abraham glorified? Did Abraham glorify God when he gave Isaac up as a sacrifice? Wasn't it what Abraham did that God declared him righteous because of his works, amen? And James go back and tell us it was the works of Abraham that declared and made him who he is. It is not so much of himself, amen. Himself was nothing, amen. But it's what he did when he got the glory. And it's how God sees glory through the manifestation. It's always this manifestation. Amen. What is not the word? So when we talk about, when we can go on to talk about manifestation of God, when Jesus, when the four men had their friend and they tried to get their friend to Jesus and they couldn't get through the door, amen. They had to press their way to get through. They couldn't get to him, so they would have been took the tile off the roof and let the man down before Jesus, in the front of Jesus, because what? And Jesus looked at him and he said, oh, great faith you have. Well, why was Jesus saying, have great faith there? He saw what they did. He saw that they went through the trouble to get this man before him. They tore out the roof, and they let him down in the presence of Jesus so that what, they could get him in Jesus' presence, because they know if I can just get this man in the presence of the Lord, in the presence of God, because Jesus was the presence of God, God will manifest his healing power through Jesus. Huh? And so what God is saying to us, amen, if you would just get close to me, if you just get in my presence, amen, I'll manifest my healing power through you, amen. I'll manifest my saving power through you. If you just get close to me, God is saying, to the church today.
Amen.
Stop being rebellious to me. Because that's witchcraft.
Yeah.
Whose presence are you manifesting? You got to come a time that you got to ask yourself, who am I giving glory to from what I do? Because what I do give glory to somebody. Glory is the manifested presence of God. And God said, I create you for my glory. You're supposed to be manifesting me. That's why you be born again, because it's long as you was unborn again, you always manifested the glory of the devil through the works of the flesh and through the mind and through all our eagerness. Who glory worship? You was giving glory to the devil. Oh, yeah, I say this. You spent most of your life giving glory to the devil. Amen. When we get drunk, we're manifesting drunkenness. We're manifesting the devil, right? Amen. And, you know, tell me who you're giving glory to. This is the thing. You got to ask yourself, who am I giving glory to from what I do? So I've got to watch my actions. I got to watch what I say. When I went off on you, Brother Three Notes, amen, and gave a shout and hollered and cussed and all that stuff, that shows what was still in me. I was giving glory to what's in me. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Every time I do something and you get angry with me, when I say something to you, you get angry with me. And see, God want to know. See, here's your live temptation to come to see what's going to come out. Huh? I have to put a little pressure on you sometimes. You know, I got to put you in the corner, kind of like a cat, you know what I mean? I always tell everybody, you take a cat and he looks. He come around and curves his tail a little across his face. He just lay up on your chest. How he's going to be doing. You know how little cats are. But if you take that rock and get him in the corner and get a broom or something, you're going to hear it. That wildness will come out. You get him hemmed up. If you don't believe a cat will do that, amen, you get him hemmed up in the corner and you'll find out that he's still got some cat in him. You'll see about that he's still alive. He's still got some lion down on his side. When you get his hemmed up in the corner, amen. And so sometimes God, in order to check you out, he allows things to come against you to kind of hem you in a little bit. And then God sits back and let you see what they're going to do. I want to see what action is going to take. Are their eyes going to turn green and they're going to start climbing the wall? Are they going to be doing that, amen? Now see, that is how you're tested. See, we don't realize we're being tested every day. Somebody gonna come do something to you, and then God is sitting there, he's watching. See, I believe that was in who was that praying for their son? Hannah? Was that Hannah praying for her child? Let it be Jeremiah, by Jeremiah chapter 6 somewhere. But anyway, about the third verse. Amen. It's where Hannah said, I believe that was what she said. That she said, by him actions are weighed. By God actions are weighed. When I say actions are being weighed, that means actions are being tested. Your actions are being tested. So if I bump up against you, brother, I'm sitting back watching what's going to happen. But God is trying to sit back and watch. I want to see how he's going to handle this. I want to see if he's going to give me some glory or he's going to give him his flesh. See, the lady on the job, you know, that lady on the job, you know, that she's a pain in your neck. Amen. That woman is a pain in your neck. Amen. But God allowed that woman to be in your life. God allowed that woman to be in your life to see, to check your actions, to see how you want to handle this. You just laugh. So she said she laughed when that lady did that to her, because she said, I want to give God some glory in this. Even when anger and malice and jealousy and strife, when all of that come against me, I still have to give God glory. In order for my action to be like God, even when you've been beaten and you got the nails in your hand and your nails in your feet and you're hanging up on the cross and your mouth has got dry and they're giving you some vinegar instead of giving you some water, and even though they're doing all that, you know, put thorns in your head, you hang up there, Father, forgive them. They know what they know not what. Have to have a spirit of forgiveness within you in order to give God some glory. Because if you're walking around in an unforgiving spirit, you're not glorifying God. God ain't getting no glory out there. God ain't getting no glory by you going off on somebody and telling them off. God ain't getting no glory out of that. Amen. Huh?
Amen.
When in the book of it talks about Peter, I believe it talks about the woman should have a meek and quiet spirit. In the sight of God is a great fact. He said, when you walk like that, he said, that give me glory. You're showing that you're submitted. You're demonstrating that you're submitted to me. When you submit yourself to your husband, you're giving me glory. Because what? Jesus submitted himself to me and gave me glory. Huh? You see what I'm saying? Submission. It's an act of God's glory. God came down from heaven. Amen. He was the Most High God. Amen. Hallelujah. He came down from above. He came from his high standard down to a low place and then died, allowed his Son to die for us to show you how you do things. This is glory in his sight. Death, giving death, amen, to give him glory. He said, that glorifies me. I be honest a while. That God is not seen, he's manifested.
Amen.
You see the glory of God every day. When you woke up this morning, the reason you ought to give glory and praise to God, amen, because you just waking up this morning with the act of God's glory and his mercy.
Yes.
His mercy is renewed every morning, amen. Day by day, amen, God declares, amen, knowledge, amen. Day by day, he declares his wisdom, amen. Every time the sun goes up and comes down, he said, can't nobody to say that I'm not God, because you see my manifestation. When you see the sun comes up from the east and set in the west, he said, that's a manifestation of my glory. There is no man that can't say that I'm not God, because I have made myself known to him through the things that I created.
Mm-hmm.
And so the homosexuals and the lesbians, you can't say it. You can't go around telling nobody that you are glorifying God in the stuff that you're doing. You're giving glory to the devil, your flesh. He was a liar from the beginning, and he's a liar to you. And how do you want to say there's no God when the manifestation is everywhere you look? You can't talk about all the manifestations of God, because you've been here all day, amen. That's you getting up, that's you breathing, that's the manifestation. He He's all around you, everywhere. God is everywhere. He's omnipresent. When he says he's everywhere, that's what he means. He's everywhere. Every sound that you hear, that's a manifestation of God.
Yes.
I don't care how you hear it. Whether you hear it in music, amen. Whether you hear it in speech, that's a manifestation of God's presence, amen. So you can't, you have to know that sound didn't just come in your ear and somebody said something over here. You heard it over there. That was a sound. How did you hear that sound? The sound that you heard was a manifestation. Men wrote the Bible if they was moved or that they heard was speaking to them in their spirit, amen. Amen. Giving them the word of God, giving them the knowledge of God. God was manifesting that he's God. I know you can't see me, but you can hear me.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. You hear him all the time and don't recognize him. Mm-hmm. He wasn't one told you not to pull out in that road to, and, you know, not to go through that stop sign, amen. You thought about going through that stop sign, something told you to stop. That was God. Hmm. That time you get ready to go to the party and something told me not to go, and there was a shooting.
Yep.
That was God. Huh? You heard the voice. Well, you said something told me. You didn't say it was God, but something told me. Something told me not to go down there. If I had went down there, they had a shooting down there. There was a killing down there. And I could have been one of them. He was manifesting himself. And even though you weren't paying no attention to it at the time, because you didn't know that was God speaking. Hmm? Because when he spoke to you, he spoke to you in a small, still voice. And when he spoke to you in that small, still voice, and although at that time you heard it, but you didn't know that was God. And you just took it upon yourself. I wonder where that came from.
Yeah.
Hey, have any of y'all been walking around and saying to yourself, I wonder where that came from? I was getting ready to say something, but I wonder where that came from. That's God. You know, some told me not to do that.
Mm-hmm.
I was going to buy that car, and some told me not to buy that car. Yeah. Yeah, I had a gut feeling, yeah. I had a gut feeling not to buy that one because something was wrong with that one, amen. And something told me not to buy it. And my friend went down and bought it, and it broke down before they got it home. Can y'all see God manifesting through his voice?
Mm-hmm.
Pay attention to that voice that's speaking to you. And normally the first thought that comes to you, that's normally God, because he always going to be first.
Mm-hmm.
When you start making decisions from now on, the first thing come to you, do that. Because after a while, you get to juggling with it, and then you're going to make the wrong decision. If God told you not to marry him when you first saw him, you should have listened. I knew something was about him, but I didn't know what it was. Something told me not to marry him, but I was going by my feeling, amen. He was jacking me up and turning me upside down, amen, and flipping me over and flipping me up, amen. Amen. You know, but I asked somebody one time. I said, "Well, why do good girls like bad boys?"
And that's what they told me. That's
where I got that from. Somebody tell me that. Oh man, good boys they're not excited.
Yeah.
Hmm? See, see, he's like that too. Amen. I don't know why she married me. I must have been excited. you can see that she married me because I wasn't excited. Have y'all ever asked yourself that? Ask yourself that. What about you, sir? The guy you used to like.
I won't speak on in church.
I didn't.
Praise God. Amen. Can y'all see? Y'all see how real this is? So in church, we got to learn how to be real. We got to stop putting these faces that we put on, some lying faces. Why did I get this church? No. You're supposed to be able to expose anything in church.
Amen.
Because how are you going to get healed if you can't expose anything?
Yeah.
Hmm?
That's right.
And we're not supposed to be condemning nobody because they expose themselves. Huh? See, if you're going to get healed, you got to expose him. Because as long as the devil keeps that guy on the inside of you, guess what he's going to do? He's going to blackmail you.
Yeah,
yeah. That's why you be doing stuff you don't know why you're doing. He's blackmailing you. They all might expose you. You better go. You don't have. Oh, Lord, have mercy. Now learn how to open up and stop walking being shamed. If I did it, I did it. I can't do nothing about it. I can't my faith. I can't change what happened to me in the past. Amen. If I did it, if it happened to me, it happened. Why am I going to be hiding it? Amen. And keep myself miserable trying to hide something that the devil did. Expose the devil. Amen. That's the only way you're going to be free. So when I walk, you talk about me. If you, well, you want to know if I did it, just ask me. I'm going to tell you, yeah, I did it, yeah. Amen. It was in my past. I did it. It happened. Oh, man. I didn't know you was like that. Well, you better guess again.
You was excited.
So the face said I was excited, amen. Amen. So I must have been a bad boy when she met me. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. Is there anybody on the line today, amen? You want to be saved, amen. You want to be saved. God wants to put his spirit in you because God wants to put his presence in you so that his spirit in you can be manifested.
Amen.
And it is either God's spirit is in you or it is either the devil's spirit in you.
Mm-hmm.
And one of them is going to manifest. It's either going to be God or it's going to be the devil, amen. And so God said, I want you to become born again so I can put my spirit in you, so I can manifest my spirit in you so that others can see and know that I'm in you of the truth. This is why you need to be born again. The Bible lets us know that that when we come to the Lord and get born again, you must be born of water and of spirit, amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Water and spirit, amen. It wasn't just water by itself, but it's water and spirit. Because it's the spirit in you that's going to be speaking to you and talking to you and telling you things. Amen. Hallelujah. The water is a signifier of your death, that I'm dead to myself. And now I'm going to walk in the newness of life. Amen. And if you want this new life, amen, you've been giving glory to the devil through the things that you did, the things that you're subject to, the things that happened. Amen. Come on, give some glory to God. You need to be born again. Repent, Peter says, repent every one of you and be baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Huh? And so that is what we do here. We baptize like Peter said do, like Paul did, amen, and the rest of them did, and we want you to be saved today. And so if you're having a struggle in your life, let the Spirit get in your life to start changing your life.
Amen.
Is there somebody online, on Facebook, or wherever you got, you want to be saved, make known your name, amen. If you like this program, be sure to share it with somebody, amen. Let them know, amen, God is moving over here, amen. And God is revealing things over here. And so I appreciate if you would just share it on Facebook or wherever you might see this at. I would appreciate you doing that. And put a comment there to let us know that you enjoyed us today. And may God bless you and keep you. So let us all stand. We're going to stand, amen. If you'd like to give any tithes and offerings, whatever you give them to God, we're going to stand and get ready, amen, to give our tithes and our offering, amen. Praise God before God, amen. We usually have a little confession. Let's give our confession before we go, amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Let's make our confession here, amen. Praise God. As we give our tithes and offering today, we are believing God for some jobs and better jobs. We need a raise and a bonus. We need more benefits, sales and commissions. We want to obtain our settlement, estates and inheritance. We want some rebates and returns. Some checks in the mail. Some gifts and surprises. Finding money. Bills paid off. For my debts and my voice is received. All
my loans paid off. I shall be a lender, not a borrower. I shall prosper and be in health. I shall deal and be blessed. Amen.
Praise God. You can send your tithes and offering through PayPal, Cash Out, Zelle, amen, to CareChurchEach@gmail.com. Any offering or anything you give, we would appreciate it. And realize that when you sow your seed, look at it not just giving it away, but look at it as an investment in God. Amen. God bless all of us. We'll see y'all next time in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 Now I say unto all of you, amen, may the God of our Lord Jesus Christ and the word of God be over you henceforth, now and forever, as we dismiss today from this service, but never from God's presence. May glory, honor, and praise be in the name of Jesus Christ. As we pray, you're dismissed just like everybody says. That everybody
says.
That everybody, amen. And now if you got something to say on the line, we'll listen to your testimony.
Yes. I remember, thank God for the word. Thank God for the man who preached the word. Thank God for my family. Thank God for all he had done for me in the past. I just say, glory to God. You got his glory to wake me up this morning. You glory to God for doing for all he had done for me. From the time I was born to the time I'm right now. I'm 84 years old. I give God his glory. Have mercy on me. Thank you, Jesus. And keep up the good work, Pastor. Love you.
Amen. Anyone else on that?
Well, if not, everybody, y'all are dismissed in the name of Jesus. Amen. Y'all be blessed, and thank y'all for tuning in today. And may God be praised. Amen.
Everybody.
Let the church.
let the church say, let the church say.